Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. You're listening to Angus and Trista with your 8am news. A review of Queensland's public hospital expansion program has left serious concerns over a major cost blowout. The review, conducted by infrastructure consultant Sam Sangster, found that expansion for 11 hospitals was planned over 6 weeks in 2022, with deadlines prioritised over other considerations. Ipswich Hospital is the biggest victim, with its expansion now estimated to cost the state $17 billion, a $15.8 billion increase on initial figures. Despite this, Premier David Crisafulli pledged an additional 2,600 hospital beds across the state, an increase of 400 on Labor's plan, with the program needing to be re-scoped to make these deliverable by 2028. In more local news, the space debris that caused a sonic boom in Brisbane's night sky on Monday is alleged by astronomers to have been a meteor. Video footage captured by residents in southeast Queensland showed a bright green ball of fire travelling at over 60 kilometres per second late Monday night. University of Southern Queensland astrophysicist Jonty Horner says the object was likely a fragment of an asteroid or a comet. While the Lyrids meteor shower is now visible in parts of the state, Mr. Horner says the meteor was a separate celestial event and urges eyewitnesses to come forward so they can determine the origin. In national news, the Coalition has pledged an additional $21 billion on military spending if elected in the upcoming federal election. Under the Coalition's plan, defence spending would be raised to 2.5% of the GDP over the next 5 years, a 0.5% increase on the current spending. This would double Labor's planned increase to the military budget, which would see $79 billion allocated by 2030. The announcement marked just the second appearance of Shadow Defence Minister Andrew Hastie on the election campaign trail. Mr. Hastie recently had to defend his decision to distance himself from the Liberal Party by removing their logo from campaign corflutes, claiming it was still visible on flyers.
In more national news, the National Tertiary Education calls the Coalition plan to slash international student enrollments for housing availability a misleading, a short-sighted policy. Enrollment cuts could negatively impact regional and metropolitan universities and the communities that rely on them. Union President Alison Barnes says there's no evidence linking international students to rising rent, but the cuts could lead to job losses and lasting harm for local economies. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has pledged to cap international student places at 250,000 a year. That's 30,000 fewer than Labour's current plan. Both major parties say they want to return student migration levels to what they were before the pandemic. International students make up nearly half of all temporary migrants in Australia. International news, Palestinian health officials have been forced to halt a rollout of the polio vaccine as an Israeli blockade prevents humanitarian aid from entering the Gaza Strip. UNRWA head Philip Lazzarini described the humanitarian aid blockade as on the Strip as collective punishment, with 600,000 children at risk as a result. The blockade has drawn intense criticism in the 50 days it has been active for, with U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders outright calling it a war crime. Israel was quick to reject the allegations, claiming it was legal under international law. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.